Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are
the Romies.
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited today to introduce you guys to Vicky. She is with the Georgetown Loop. What is this? What is the Georgetown Loop? Tell us all about it and what you do.
All right, so the Georgetown Loop Railroad and Mining Company, actually. We are our historic mining company, which we will give you a train ride through the historic towns of Georgetown and Silver Plume. We'll take you into
now,
them.
These are in Colorado, right?
This is correct. We're awesome. In Georgetown, Colorado. So in Colorado, you'll go through the beautiful mountains of Colorado with the Clear Creek rushing waters around you. You'll actually go over Clear Creek four times. And
nice.
You'll go over one of the tallest narrow gauge bridges still in existence today. Now, this is narrow gauge tracks, guys, not standard, okay? Narrow gauge.
Okay, so what does that mean? Just, is it like a little more scary that way?
Narrow gauge means that the tracks are only 3.5 feet apart. Standard gauge is a little bit more than that, actually.
Okay.
So a narrow gauge is so that it's a smaller track, smaller train, so that it can weave its way through the mountains. A standard gauge could never weave its way around the mountains like we do.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to actually go over yourself several times in this train ride.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So what you'll do is, at Devil's Gate, when you go up across that bridge, you'll see the tracks below you that you were on just a few minutes before.
Wow.
This happens quite a few times.
Okay.
So while you're on this train ride, if you're very adventurous, you can take one of our mine tours. Now, these mine tours, you can go anywhere between 350 feet, 500 feet, or 1,200 feet into these mines. And trust me, they're a lot of fun, but you also have to be aware of the Tommyknockers.
Tommyknockers. Okay, so what is that?
A Tommyknocker is the spirits that were left behind or chose to stay behind to protect the other miners when they passed away.
Okay.
A Tommyknocker will knock the rocks and let the miners know if the rocks are about to tumble. They will also warn them if there's not enough oxygen in the area. And from time to time, you'll see these miners from back in the 1800s make an appearance or whisper words to you. And this has happened to one of our miners and one of our safety coordinators.
Okay, tell us that story.
All right. So I was working at the mine, actually, in the winter months. We were doing mucking. Mucking is where you take
again, iodine. Another vocabulary word I'm unfamiliar with.
So mucking is when you're taking out all of the loose gravel, dirt, and stuff that has fallen down and removing it from the mine.
Okay.
And it's hard, strenuous work, I will say that, but it's also very adventurous because you get to find some of the artifacts while you're in there as well. So we were doing this, and I was being the safety person at the time, so I was outside the mine. And I'm standing outside the mine, and I'm coordinating with the miner inside the mine. Well, Tina is a lady, and ladies, we are not allowed in the mines, according
okay.
to Tommyknockers. We're bad luck.
Okay.
In the 1800s, miners were quite suspicious, and they were very, very superstitious. And women were a distraction, so we were not allowed around the mine site.
Can you blame them, right?
No, beautiful women can't be there, right? So Tina's inside the mine, and she's about to come out. She's collecting her tools, and all of a sudden, all the lights go out. She goes, okay, this could just be a simple thing. You know, this happens from time to time. There's moisture in the mine. So she starts making her way out of the mine, and then the next thing she knows, she feels a little tap on her shoulder. So she stops and she goes, okay, I'm just here to, you know, clean up and make sure everything's safe, all's good, I'm just here. She starts walking a little bit more, and the Tommyknocker decides to laugh at her.
Right next
to her ear.
She couldn't see anyone else in the mine with her.
There's no one else. She is the only other person in this mine.
Okay.
Now, just so you can get a picture, this mine, most miners were only about 5 feet tall. Tina's about...
Oh, that's my height.
That's perfect for you, right? Tina's about 5'3", okay?
Okay.
So as she's walking out of this mine, she hears somebody whisper and giggle at her. Not giggle, a manly laugh, let's put it that way. Laugh at her. So she's like, oh no, I am not staying here. Takes off running at a dead run. She has to get out of 1,200 foot mine.
Oh my.
No lights whatsoever. She comes running. Goodness knows, we have to know our mine really well, right?
Yeah.
So she comes running out of this mine. She's only about 500 feet away from the front portal.
Okay.
She comes out of the mine and she goes, I am not going back in there for the rest of the day. I don't care. About that time, all the lights come back on.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. I'm standing right there and all the lights come back on. It was quite hilarious to watch her do that.
I bet.
But at the same time, it's also nice to know that we know our area that well.
Right, that she can run through a 1,200-foot mine and exactly. In the dark.
In the dark. So, yes, there are Tommyknockers. People ask, is there really such a thing as a Tommyknocker? Well, you have to come out and find for yourselves.
Okay.
Because you have to do one of our tours. We have these lantern tours that you can do in the evening.
Nice.
And you'll take your own lantern in. We will not leave you in the dark like they did to Tina, okay?
Okay.
You take your own lantern in, and they'll have devices so that you can actually try and catch the paranormal while you're in there. And it's quite cool. Sometimes you'll get it, and, you know, sometimes you don't. It's just up to the miners themselves if they want to make themselves present for you that day. But you can attempt that. But if that's not your thing, you can always take one of our train rides during the holidays and see Santa.
Okay.
Okay. And if that's not your thing, how about getting robbed, okay?
Oh, wow. Gee, that sounds fun.
Well, we have our Wild West days there as well.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so we have some of our regulators come out, and they do some train robbing for us and reenactments, and it's a lot of fun. Now, they won't take your own money, I promise you.
That's
you
know. So good.
But that's a lot of fun. We also have our Oktoberfest in October. You can sample all the wonderful beers right from our own Colorado area. And we have some wonderful breweries right there in Georgetown as well. So, but our trains, we run steam and diesel.
Okay.
And you'll go through, it's about an hour and 15 minutes. For our train rides. We're a historic mining company, like I said, so we teach you a little bit about everything. And while you're there, you can just sit back, relax, and have some nice refreshments on the train. And mining area is just absolutely beautiful because you got the beautiful aspens around you.
Nice.
Yes. So we'd love to have you come visit anytime.
Well, sounds fun. And you said that you have a... And we're at the Travel Expo right now, so you can hear the announcements in the background. You mentioned that you have a certain part of the train where you can sit and eat. Can everybody do that, or how does that work?
Okay, so we have different classes of cars.
Okay, gotcha.
So we have a coach class, which is bench seating. And that one has big open windows in the summertime, and then we enclose it in the winter months. So don't worry, you'll never be cold, okay?
Okay.
So that one's coach class. And then we have parlor class where you can sit at a table and have a snack basket at your table for your refreshments, and it have cheeses and fruits and things like that in it. And then you can get wine and beer and enjoy it. And even mixed drinks. If you need a little shot of whiskey, we got that for you too, okay? Just to calm your nerves. And then we have presidential class.
That sounds fancy.
Yes. Presidential class has some nice plush seats in it. And you'll sit at, and it's got table seating as well. And you're going to get a fruit and cheese plate for each individual person that's on the train. We give out nice little gifts for you after your train ride. And we also give you champagne and wine and beer on that train as well. It is just a beautiful car. It's very Victorian. So in those particular cars, when you sit in them, you just feel like you're in the 1800s all over.
That is gorgeous. Really neat. It sounds like just going there and experiencing the train ride, you're going to feel like the 1800s. It's going to feel that 1800s atmosphere, but this just really takes you there.
It does.
Yeah.
It puts you right in that time frame. So you'll feel like you're right there. And not only will you learn about the history, but you can experience it at the same time. Everybody loves going to places that, you know, is adventurous. This is quite adventurous because you'll go over one of the tallest bridges in existence, and it's the same length of a football field. So all you football players, You ever want to try and toss one out on the bridge? Yeah. Come up. I've been trying to get somebody to do that for years. I want to see if somebody can toss one the length of our football field.
All right, folks, okay. You have been challenged.
My husband actually one time tried it. It didn't work.
Oh, no.
Not for him, but, you know, high school football, it didn't work for him. But I would love to see a professional football player come up there and try and see if he can actually throw that football out there past our bridge. So that'd be pretty cool.
That would be amazing. Now, Vicki, what got you, what is your position at the mine, and like, what do you do, and what got you into working there?
Okay, now this story is kind of funny, actually. When I first went to Colorado, I'm not originally from there. I was originally from Kentucky. But when I first went to Colorado, I fell in love with this little town. It was so quaint and so sweet. And the first thing that I did with my kids was take the train ride. I loved it so much that when I was running my own daycare, I would bargain with them so that I could take my daycare kids on the train ride.
See how smart you are?
Yeah, well, this is what happens, you know? So because we were like a school, which we work with the schools so that the schools can come out as well, they would allow me to do the same. And I would take my kids to this train ride, and then I fell in love with that. And then I said, you know, I really like this. This is kind of fun. And a friend of mine said, hey, would you mind, do you want to volunteer one day and be a Mrs. Claus on the train? We're down a Mrs. Claus. And I'm like, Mrs. Claus is sick? Yeah, I'll fill in. I'm there.
Right.
So I went and became Mrs. Claus for a while. And then I decided I wanted to spend more time there. Uh-huh. So I'm weaning myself away from a daycare company, but I'm still doing something that I can keep my childish life as too.
Yeah, exactly.
So I started being Mrs. Claus. Then I worked my way into the parlor cars, where I was a server on the parlor cars.
Okay.
And then I worked my way into an events coordinator.
Oh, wow.
I started planning the events and running the events for them, as well as preparing different foods and planning different foods for everybody that was coming out and while they were on the train. And then I decided I really liked that a lot. And they said, hey, would you like to do something else too? And I'm like, sure. I'd love to.
As much as I can be here as possible. Yeah.
So I've worked myself up from being Mrs. Claus to being the events coordinator and reservation manager at the Georgetown Loop, which has been a perfect opportunity for me.
Yeah,
and I love it.
Yeah, sounds like the perfect fit. You found a destination that you love, and you have been able to plug into that and experience a destination that you love every day.
Every single day
of
my life.
I love that.
Who can say that their job is something, and that's one thing I look at, is a job that I can go and be happy at every single day and enjoy.
Right.
And be around trains. Oh my goodness, our trains, they're so beautiful. We not only have diesel trains, but we have steam trains.
Okay.
And our steam engines, one of our steam engines is actually turning 100 years old this year.
Oh, wow.
Yes, our number 40 Baldwin locomotive, and all of you engineer enthusiasts out there, you'll know what a Baldwin locomotive is, so you got to come check me out. Okay, I have two of them.
Oh, wow.
I have the number 40 and the 111. We'll be out running both this year, so we'll have both of those out there along with our diesel engines as well.
So what kind of events do you guys have? You mentioned that you're an event coordinator, so is it just your holiday events that you have within the railroad, or can people like do weddings there, or how does it work?
Anybody can plan an event with us. We encourage it, actually. We love having people out. We've had weddings in the past that people have asked for. We don't do those as much now, but we've had The Bachelor out to film with us at the Georgetown Loop. As in the TV show, to try and pick his right love. He's been out. We've had some royalty out to ride our train as well. I won't mention any names, but we've had that as well. We have all kinds of people come and ride, and we always encourage it. We have our...
You can kind of rent it for your own party, for example, or your own event. You could rent out the train for your event, and you can take people on a train ride as part of your, you know...
experience?
30th birthday party,
yeah,
or something.
You can do that, or you can just come and ride during one of our events as well.
Okay.
So we have our Wild West days, so you can come and get a train robbed. We have our Oktoberfest, where you can sample all the local beers of Colorado. We have our fall colors, which is absolutely gorgeous in September and October when the leaves are changing, the aspen leaves are changing. If you want to meet Santa, of course you've got to come ride our train, because Santa always rides our train, and he always gives out a gift to every one of the children as well. So we have lots of events, and you can just go on our website, www.georgetownlooprailroad.com, and you can go right on that website and check out every event that we have booked. And if you want something a little bit more, we look forward to doing that for you as well.
That sounds like it's so fun. Just what a neat thing to see and experience and learn about.
Hear the train whistle go every day, and there's so many different signals that you have to learn about.
Oh, wow.
Did you know actually that the queens were one of the first people that rode the train? Queen Elizabeth and Queen Victoria really were quite afraid of trains at first when they first came out.
Okay.
And, one of the train signals that we have is actually based around England, because when the Queen would come in on her ship or on the train, she had a special signal which gave her right away, and we use that.
That's
today
great.
In the United States, you'll hear it every time you hear a train come through, and you have to stop and give them right away. So we always have the right away.
Yeah, you don't want to get in front of a train.
Never try that. Okay, no, it doesn't work.
No.
But you'll hear that whistle quite a bit along our tracks as well, and you'll also hear different signals along the way. So it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much. I appreciate all this info and all that you guys are doing. It's super cool, and it's super fun the way you're preserving history as well, and that you're sharing this is what the mining towns were like, and that you're keeping that history alive, and that's really, really cool. Thank you so much, Vicki.
You're very much welcome, and history is love. We love history.
I can tell. Thank you. We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
TheRoamies. And our main hub is our website
at www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.